Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart or Radio MD or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing it. I was told to go a little slower than I normally go, but that's how I should go all the time, a little slower, so that people can understand more and record more of what I'm talking about. This is 1017A. The A's are always the latest news of the week, most of which we hope is non-COVID, and what it means to you. That is what I give you at the end as a snapshot of what you are to do. The B's, and we have a great guest this week, Kristen Kirkpatrick, a good friend, going to talk about your microbiome and how it plays an important role in fighting cancer, will be the guests, always the guests on the B segments, the A's, the latest news of the week. My favorite stories, the best diet for Parkinson's disease, that's the odd omega story of the week. And what do we mean by that? Well, many people want to use flava beans or something else that has levodopa, the drug we often use to help treat the decrease in dopamine. Why do we use levodopa? Because giving dopamine just gets destroyed by the stomach acid. Levodopa, the precursor, gets metabolized in your liver and gets to your brain as dopamine. But the flava beans and other things, other foods with levodopa in it are very tiny. So the best diets are ones lower in protein, that so you can absorb the levodopa, eat it at a different time, high in fiber, high in water. So you want a lot of fiber and a lot of water, because Parkinsonian patients often have constipation that helps get rid of it, and no special food other than maybe a little lower protein than normal. Story two, which is the well beyond wellness, is should you worry about mercury in your silver dental fillings? And the answer is no. If they're in a filling that's working, and there's a debate on this, you probably can keep that. The mercury has a very low level when you measure it in blood or hair. It's very tiny if that's your source of mercury. But in getting new mercury fillings and new amalgam fillings, you can emit a lot of mercury fumes. So talk to your dentist if you need a new filling. If you need one to be replaced, your mercury filling or your amalgam filling is loose, you want to not take that home. That mercury is bad for you. You want to make sure they use a dam or a way that ventilates and gets rid of, sucks away the fumes. And then if you get a composite, again, the composite can have a lot of fumes with it that damage your brain. So just like the mercury filling, you want to make sure it's whipped away. And that's the well beyond wellness. Another odd omega story is a small step for extra virgin olive oil as heart failure with normal ejection fraction, HFPEF, heart failure preserved ejection fraction. They gave a shot, literally a couple ounces of olive oil a day to these patients, and they actually improved your cardiorespiratory fitness. That is, the olive oil helped their arteries react. Now, I always have a debate with Caldwell Esselstyn, Dr. Esselstyn, about this. Olive oil temporarily inhibits your arteries from reacting, but overall, it provides benefit to your arteries. So in prevention, I think it has a true role in prevention or treatment, as long as you don't have obstructing coronary artery disease. Maybe in the treatment, you want to get all fats out so you can essentially pull fat out of the artery. But in normal prevention, I think olive oil is a great if you will, odd omega. It's a omega 9 predominantly fat. So olive oil, use that as a predominant fat, along with avocado oil and fish oils. Should you worry about mercury? Maybe, maybe not, but worry about the composites too. Make sure it's wicked away. And Parkinson's, the more fiber and more water. For kids who hit puberty early, that's 11 for girls, 13 for guys is early, there's a increase in self-harm that continues. We don't know why this is, whether it's peculiarity or differences, but if your child is hitting puberty early, make sure you do everything to protect their mental health. And this is also true because depressed teens and mental health problems in teens often inhibit both scholastic and world performance. The HPV vaccine, this is 1.7 million people in Sweden. They looked at all the kids between who had gotten vaccinated or who hadn't gotten vaccinated, looked 20 years later, and what did they find? 88% reduction in cervical cancer. So we've known that the individual it helps at, it helps at the population level, 88% reduction in the risk of cervical cancer and probably throat and penile cancers as well. This is for both women and men. So make sure your kid gets a HPV vaccine. If you're under 40, talk to your doctor about getting it if you haven't gotten it already. Where you carry your body fat, very important. That is, if you find yourself a apple with fat around the belly button, you measure your belly button, suck in, so you put a tape measure, soft tape measure around yourself at your belly button, suck in, because you will anyway, your waist size should be less than half your height. So if you're 5'6", that's 66 inches. Your waist should be 33 or less at the belly button when you suck in. If it's more than that, you've got work to do to make sure it gets less than that, because that's an important sign of vascular and cancer and inflammation throughout your body. And it's the Roizen rule for a younger you. You got to get it less than half. That's rule number 3. And the reason you want it less than half is because it is such an important concept in how long and how well you live. So this is Roizen rule for younger you number 3. Get your body mass index under 27 or and your waist under half your height. And so that fits with the longevity is the next disruptor segment. Strokes and heart attacks increase when flu-like illnesses hit. And this is a really important concept. It started in Canada. So in Canada, they looked at people who had gotten flu shots every year for 10 years versus those who had missed some of those years. And the group that got flu shots every year for 10 years had a 50% less need for hospitalization for pneumonia. That's as you expect. If you don't get a flu, you're not going to get pneumonia. So that's a benefit of the flu shot. But even more important, there was a 75% reduction in all-cause mortality. Mortality from every cause, with the majority of the reduction being due to a reduction in heart attacks and strokes. So reduction in heart attacks and strokes by getting it every year. It got repeated in the study from the Kaiser group, which showed that by having a flu shot every year, again, a 75% reduction in heart attacks and strokes. So this study that I'm talking about today was not the first, it was actually the third. And interestingly, It is the one that also shows a major reduction in heart attacks and strokes. So what this was following a huge number of people in New York City, and looking when they were admitted for the flu, and then looked at what was their chance of having a heart attack or stroke. It was sixfold greater, not a little greater, sixfold greater heart attack and stroke in people who didn't get the flu shot than who did. So major increase. What does that mean? Get your flu shot. My last story of the week is one on overdose deaths from cocaine. They're on the rise sharply. A 40% increase in the last 3 years, brought due to the fact that it has gotten much cheaper. The growing conditions in Central America and in Colombia have been excellent. But in addition, it's now getting laced with fentanyl. What does that mean? If you get addicted, please get help for it. And until you do get help, make sure you take the Narcan, you get the Narcan and get the family involved in it. Admit it to your family so that someone can help you survive. And these are the Owner's Manual top stories of the week. We're brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can have supplements personalized to you just like I do. You can take the free assessment at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com, and take the free online assessment. Talk to a nutritionist. Find out what it's likely that you can benefit from, and you'll benefit greatly by getting to mypersona.com and taking that free assessment and getting vitamins and supplements personalized just to you. We're going to have a discussion on longevity, and some of that involves supplements in 3 weeks. So this is 1017A, 1020A. We are having a special anniversary issue for our 20th anniversary. You say, wait a second, 52 times 20 is 1040. Yes, but we always have a best of between Christmas and New Year's. So this is a 1020 will be the anniversary. So in 3 weeks, we will have a special episode on all those changes occurring in longevity that will include the supplements such as NAD, and maybe even we'll talk about rapamycin and some of the other supplements that I believe and medicines everyone should use, as well as all the other things you can do and the changes that are occurring. So let's go over the biggest story of the week this week. Before we get to our guest is in the B segment, Kristen Kirkpatrick, talking about your microbiome, that is the bacteria inside you and how they help you with cancer. She gave a great interview, as did last week's guest, I must admit. But the keys points, the best diet for Parkinson's, more fiber and more water. Should you worry about mercury in your cervical dental fillings, make sure you get vented, whether it is mercury or composite. I like composites, obviously, for new fillings, but I don't take out the old ones, but there's a controversy on that. In any case, get your mercury level measured, and you can see whether you need to have that happen. A small step for olive oil is extra virgin olive oil, great for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, increase the ability to do exercise. Overdose deaths from cocaine are rising sharply, and kids who hit puberty early or get depressed really do focus on them. They need help and can benefit from help. HPV vaccine, 88% reduction in cervical cancers, probably equal reduction in penile and throat cancers, and maybe even in bladder cancers. Where you carry your body fat, make sure your waist is less than half your height. When you suck in, when measured around at your belly button with you sucking in. Strokes and heart attacks increase sixfold. If you don't get the flu shot, please get it. It's not too late if you haven't gotten it. And those are the top stories of the week. Again, we're brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I get my vitamins from Persona. You can too. Take the free test at mypersona.com. And if you backslash with my name, Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a discount on your first couple of orders as of this time. Thanks very much again. And remember, download the B segment as well. Kristen Kirkpatrick gave a great interview about how your microbiome affects your cancer risk. We'll be back next week. Hope to see you then too. Thanks, Caitlin, for great engineering. And thank you for downloading us.